الو،
الو، مساء الخير سعادة الأمين.
نعم،
أنا ريتشارد نورثرن، السفير البريطاني لدي الجماهيرية، ولكن طبعا ساكن في لندن. سكرنا
أهلا
السفارة
وسهلا.
وانتقلنا إلى لندن. كيف حالك يا أمين؟
الحمد لله.
كنت نحاول الحين، وزرائنا طلب مني أن أتصل
يا سعادة السفير،
بكل الشخصيات البارزة في المنطقة.
يا سعادة
نعم،
السفير، ممكن تحكي
أيوة.
بطلاقة، ممكن تحكي بطلاقة مع الدكتور جمعة، يحكي يجيد اللغة، يتحدث اللغة الإنجليزية. لحظة.
نعم، هو موجود هناك
Hello Mr. Richard.
معك.
Hello.
هلو،
This is Juma.
Yes. Juma, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
I'm so, sorry. I tried to call at 11 o'clock, but the number I had didn't work, and I've now obtained this better number.
Suleiman called me. Suleiman, he did. He called me from UK, and
Oh, good.
He talked to me about Alex Fox.
That's right. We have been planning to send some officials to stay in Benghazi to liaise with you, with the National Council, but also to keep an eye on the humanitarian situation and see whether there is any medicines or food or things that we can provide for the future to help the people. We sent today ahead of those officials who were coming. We sent a small group just to find if there was a hotel, if everything was working, and there was somewhere they could stay and work when we get our group organized. And I understand that they have there has been a misunderstanding, and they have been picked up by the a security group who are concerned about their presence and who they are. And I hope to ask Mr. Jalil, if he might be able to intervene to help us clear up this misunderstanding, if there's anything we can do to help explain who they are and what they were doing, that they're just trying to prepare for our mission, that which we would like to send out.
Actually, I start that already. I talked to Mr. Al Jalil and about those people, and we contact Benghazi, how they are and where they find them. Actually, they made a big mistake with coming with a helicopter, I think, in an open area. So I don't know.
Oh, did they? I didn't know how they were coming.
Yeah, with a helicopter in an open area. So the people they note that there is some people come down, and
I'm not surprised. That alarmed them.
They talk them to the. And there is an investigation now going on to identify them. So we try to interfere, saying those people are coming to helping us.
Yes.
This is our message.
Their idea is they're a group who are just coming to find out where our mission will stay and how they will operate to do the logistics. And then we will send the officials in consultation with you next week.
Yes, I was planning to see somebody not in Benghazi or really, but outside, even in Egypt or anywhere. But
yes,
as you send them to Benghazi, so we try to free them, and we will try to contact them and see them officially.
Okay.
So I'm going to Egypt maybe tomorrow.
Yes.
I don't know if I can see them or not. But Mr. Abdul Jalil will arrange something for them.
Okay. He will arrange something for Mr. Fox and his colleagues who are now held. I didn't quite understand what you will be arranging.
No, this is another arrangement. I am Mr.
Oh,
is sending me to another mission. So
oh, I see, in
something
Egypt.
Different. So I will not be